This is VK6ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West. Now on with the show.
G'day from WARG. This is WARG News for the 24th of November 2024. Want to tell you a little bit about the December meeting. Well, it's not a meeting, it's a Christmas event. It will be held just over a week from now on Monday the 2nd of December. We're starting at 6:30 p.m. and we'll probably run till 9 p.m. But there's no actual business meeting. It's just going to be a social event. Bring a plate, bring yourself, bring something to share. There's going to be meat, there's going to be drinks, there's going to be snaggers. Yeah, we'll have the outdoors, bit of sunlight, and we've got the hall, little bit of table space to sit down at. Otherwise, you know, eat on your plate standing up. We don't stand on ceremony. Non-members are welcome, though membership is only $25 per annum. And the WARG website can be found at www.warg.org.au. This one cannot be logged into offline. You gotta be there. Monday the 2nd of December. Where? The First Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall, number 12, Australia 2 Drive in Crawley. And we're starting early, 1 hour early, starting at 6:30, running till 9-ish. Come along, enjoy yourselves, Christmas party. This is Mark, VK6 X-Ray Lima Zulu for VK6 RRG. And just a reminder, if it's the morning of Sunday that you're listening to this, the WARG Technical and General Net will be 50 kc's up from this originating repeater on VK6 RLM and the linked repeater network at 10:30 this morning. Of course, if you're listening some other time, it'll be next week. 7-3s.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Have you ever attempted to download an email attachment or watch a streaming service whilst your microwave was cooking lunch or dinner and noticed that something odd was happening? Or is my asking that question the first time that you joined the dots? This phenomenon is not by accident, though it isn't on purpose. In 1947, the International Telecommunications Union, the ITU, was meeting in Atlantic City, where the, quote, delegate of the United States, referring to his request that the frequency 2,450 megacycles per second be allocated for ISM, indicated that there was in existence in the United States and working on this frequency a diathermy machine and an electronic cooker, and that the latter might eventually be installed in transatlantic ships and airplanes. There was, therefore, some point in attempting to reach world agreement on this subject. End quote. Several things to unpack there. It's 1947 and experimentation is happening at 2,450 megacycles per second, what we call megahertz today. You might recognize the frequency as 2.45 gigahertz. At that time, experiments using radio frequencies for medical purposes has been in full swing for decades. Nikola Tesla wrote a paper on the subject that was presented in absentia to the American Electrotherapeutics Association in 1898. In 1947, a diathermy machine exists. Today, it's used to aid with blood flow, muscle and joint pain, as well as inflammatory and degenerative bone disease. There is a working electronic cooker, a microwave oven to you and I, and whilst the one you could buy in 1947, a Raytheon radar range, if you forked over $5,000 or $70,000 in today's money, had space for a 2-metre tall, 340-kilogram, 3-kilowatt behemoth, you have to admire the imagination that one day this would fit on an aeroplane to travel the world, let alone be available for $100 at your local supermarket. One other thing, ISM, or Industrial, Scientific and Medical, is a concept we still use today. The idea being that there are uses for radio waves that are nothing to do with communication, like microwave ovens, steel smelting through induction heating, surgical uses like cauterizing wounds, some cancer treatments, and plenty more. One of the ideas behind ISM is that equipment operating in those frequencies must tolerate any interference generated by ISM applications. The other part of the ISM idea is that it's unlicensed, which is very attractive to people who experiment and why it became popular for other uses beyond heating your lunch. Consider that baby monitors, garage door openers, car security systems, video senders, cordless phones, wireless speakers and microphones, cordless keyboards and mice, radio-controlled models, and smart power meters all share the same radio frequencies. Then there's Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and Zigbee, also using the same 2.4 GHz ISM band. Yeah, even the two most popular network technologies on your phone and computer, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, are competing with each other and the microwave oven in the kitchen. There are 6 global ISM bands and 6 additional ones with specific local requirements. Things like industrial microwave ovens, near-field communications or NFC, and LoRaWAN use frequencies like that. You'll also find satellite communications, radio location, CB radio, radio astronomers, and radio amateurs on those bands. So why are these technologies sharing the same frequencies? Essentially because they're unlicensed spectrum. Just so we're clear, this doesn't mean that it's unregulated spectrum. All it means is that, unlike licensed spectrum, you don't need to buy access to the spectrum to use it. But you do need to have compliant equipment when you do. Compliance depends on local laws, location, band, and power levels. So, next time you need to watch a movie whilst cooking lunch, eat an apple, or go outside and get some daylight onto your skin instead. A quick word on power. Whilst all these uses share the same frequency band, their human impact varies considerably. A Wi-Fi network uses a tenth of a watt. A diathermy machine uses 250 watts and produces a, quote, gentle heat, unquote, at the surface of the skin, suitable for treatment. Contained inside a metal box, a microwave oven uses 1,000 watts or more. Even that doesn't cook food from the inside out. Instead, it vibrates water molecules in the food, which heat up, which in turn cooks the food. It doesn't penetrate very far and doesn't work on frozen water, which is why you need to defrost your food before you can cook it. It's also why, when you stand between your Wi-Fi router and the computer, things slow down, or why your hand position on your phone or tablet can make a difference, since your body, made from 60% water, is blocking the signal. Finally, here's something to consider. A licensed radio amateur has access to some ISM bands, but does it require an amateur license to actually use any of those bands? In other words, if my amateur license doesn't permit my access to 2.4 or 5.8 GHz bands, can I legally use a transmitter in the unlicensed spectrum that is the ISM band on those frequencies? If you answered yes and you're considering experimenting on the ISM bands, you'll find the Low Frequency Experimental Radio, or LOFER, MEDFER and HIFER community has already beaten you to it. Within the ISM regulations are provisions for all kinds of other experiments, generally using low power, sometimes a watt, sometimes less. But you already know that my 10 milliwatt beacon on the 10 meter band has been heard 13,945 kilometers away. So there's plenty of opportunities to play. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6PRP. I'm the president of WA Amateur Radio News, which is the club behind News West and Perth Tech. News West practically drives itself with more than just a push from Clinton. He pulls together all of your contributions and produces an audio file for broadcast and also a video version of the news. Production of News West is a one-man show at the moment, but there's a difference. Our one man doesn't produce content. The deal is that he does what he's doing now. If loads of content is produced, there's a long program, and vice versa. Little content means a shorter program. It's been our policy for the last 10 years that News West content will be about amateur radio and about or of interest to Western Australian amateurs. We won't go down the road of filling up 30 minutes with other countries' news and light items. What's lacking at present is material from Western Australian clubs and individuals. A couple of years ago, we were on the verge of closing News West due to lack of input, and a few people rallied around, but we don't want to go down that road again. The news broadcast is one important way of telling the amateur community, that's your community, about what's going on. You need to understand that people absorb information in different ways, and we have at our disposal here three well-used means of promoting and informing. We've got the WA Hams email list, and that's excellent for those who learn from reading stuff. I'm not sure of the membership, but it's probably somewhere between 300 and 400, and I believe all the members of WA Hams are WA Hams. And then we've got Facebook, and there are several club pages, but there's the Amateur Radio Western Australia Facebook group with just over 600 members, some of whom are from outside WA, but they're interested in what goes on here. And Facebook adds pictures to the mix for the visual learners, so we should use those. Now then, there's News West, and again, that's for the listeners. Even though there's a video version, it's the audio news that we've got in News West. If you know anything about adult learning styles, you'll understand that if you don't cater for all learning styles, some people don't get the message. Finally, News West needs content, your content, announcements about activities, club meetings, etc. And you're responsible for putting your club's news and activities out there, because nobody else will. Same goes for individuals doing stuff. Nobody will be interested if you don't wave your banner, so tell people what you're doing, because, honestly, people are interested in what you're doing. And please, record your own stuff for the news. It's not hard. Write a simple story. Write a story like we were taught to do in about grade 4 at school. Then read out your story whilst recording the audio. Then edit out the mistakes. We all make them, and you'll make some too, but hey. We've been using Audacity to record and edit news items. It's free software. It's quite powerful. And it's quite quick to learn. If you ask us, someone will coach you in using Audacity. So the appeal is on again. Support News West. It's your news program. I'm Bob VK6POP.
From the microphone at VK6 Whiskey India Echo, this is Weissen News. The next meeting of Weissen will be the second Monday evening in December, which will be the 9th of December. It will be held at the First Midland Scout Hall, number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue. Doors open 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Come along and be part of the discussion as we continue to rebuild Weissen in Western Australia. Weissen can be contacted by the email address weissenwa@outlook.com, and Weissen has an on-air net every Wednesday evening 8 p.m. on both 3.600 plus or minus QRM and on VK6 RLM and the Linked Repeater Network. Wednesday evening 8 p.m. and the next physical meeting, First Midland Scout Hall, number 10 Helen Street in Bellevue, Monday night the 9th of December. 73s from Weissen, VK6WIE out.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, And we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3pm until 7pm, and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5pm until 9pm, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3pm every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7pm, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Hi, I'm Bob VK6POP. Just reminding you that the QTC magazine, which is published by the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, was published just over a week ago. The main story is about the ACMA's decision to remove the Wireless Institute of Australia as an essential part of the application process for beacons and repeaters. That means, given that you have the right things in place, like representation from an authorised person, you can directly approach the ACMA. They do recommend, however, that if you're doing something slightly out of the ordinary, that you get the prior approval of a national body. So that at the moment would be RASA or the WIA. However, don't take my word for it. Read all about it in the QTC magazine. It's quite factual. It's quoting what the ACMA have said and set out in a fairly logical manner. So learn about it there. God knows we don't need any more repeaters, but there you go. They're a good project that people take on sometimes. The QTC magazine, you can find at the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org, vkradioamateurs.org. And while you're there, have a look at the other free resources that are provided by RASA for the use of any amateurs. You don't have to be a member of anything. If you're an amateur, you'll find that information useful. So have a look what's there. If you need it, use it.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning, everyone. This is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 24th of November 2024. That I have the following. I have an Ameritron amplifier. It's an Alpha Lima 811 HF amplifier. Very good condition. Capable of 600 watts PEP. Output 240 volts in. Low hours of on the tubes, including a low pass filter. A Diamond Sierra X-Ray 100 3 kilowatt power meter and box. Asking $1,300, that's $1,300. Contact VK6 Zulu Mike Sierra vk6zulumike@gmail.com. The email address again, vk6zulumikesierra@gmail.com, or you may phone 0401 482 206. Again, that's 0401 482 206. That's from Martin, VK6 Zulu Mike Sierra. Next group of items comes from a deceased estate via VK6ATI. We have for you today a Yaesu Fox Tango 857 Delta HF, UHF and VHF transceiver, asking $795 or nearest offer. There's also an Alpha Tango Alpha Sierra 120 Alpha mobile antenna, frequency range 7, 14, 21, 28, 50 megahertz, 144 and 430 megahertz amateur bands. The ATS 120 Alpha utilizes a motorized system and is matched to the Yaesu Fox Tango 857 Delta. Price $450 for that or nearest offer. Tony also is available a Behringer Composer Pro XL Audio Interactive Dynamic Processor model Mike Delta X-Ray 2600, asking $155 or nearest offer for that. It also has an MFJ, a Model 948 Deluxe VersaTuner Mark 11, complete with manual. Price $200 or nearest offer for that. Also has an Edirol Model Uniform Alpha 25 Echo X-Ray USB Audio Capture Interface, 24-bit, 96 kHz operation frequency, and price $235 or nearest offer. For further details, please contact Tony on his mobile 0472 608 523, and 0472 608 523, or the landline number is 0895286735, 0895286735. And from previous broadcasts, I also have a Fox Tango 2800, that's the Yaesu 2800 2-meter transceiver, 65 watt output, $150. There's a Kenwood TS660, $200. There's a Power Supply Homebrew, $30. Mirage amplifier for 2 meters, $50. A Palomar amplifier for 2 meters, $50. There's an ATU Homebrew, $50. There's a Yaesu Fox Tango 209. Handled transceiver with manual, $20. There's also low pass filters, $10 each. And you may contact me on 0427 000995, or email vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. And phone number again, 0427 000995. If you have any items for next week, the email address also applies. VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. Thank you for my stuttering and carrying on this morning. Sorry about that. VK6XRayVictor now off and clears. Cheers, 7-3.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.